It was the holiday season in 1917. The Hall's store, then a small shop in downtown Kansas City, stocked greeting cards and red, green, and white tissue paper for wrapping gifts until they sold out. Hallmark historian Samantha Bradbeer says, as the story goes, J.C. Hall asked his older brother Raleigh to look for a substitute.
And he came across these envelope liners. They were originally acquired from France, and we'd been using envelope liners for a couple years within our greeting card line for a pop of color. So Raleigh thought maybe if the full pattern might do well as a gift wrap option.
Bradbeer says Raleigh Hall rushed from the manufacturing plant back to the store and stacked the envelope liners next to the cash register.
And they quickly flew off the shelves. Compared to the gift dressing that was available, these were geometric shapes, patterns, floral designs, Christmas motifs. So the American market had not yet seen something like that.
Bradbeer spends a lot of time in Hallmark's archives inside the company's headquarters.
So this is the vault, what I consider to be the brain of Hallmark.
There are rows of shelving in a temperature-controlled room. The archives aren't just for history's sake. They're also used for inspiration, product development, and research.
So we try to keep samples of every product line from every year, including our gift wrap.
2 years after Hallmark sold brightly colored envelope liners as gift wrap, the company started designing and manufacturing their own. By the 1930s, they were testing ribbons. And in the 1950s, there was a big push to market gift wrap, ribbons, and bows.
The bow is the crowning glory of any package.
This 1958 film called The Art of Gift Wrapping featured a gift wrap stylist called Kay King. About 20 women traveled the country as Kay King in the 1950s and 60s, teaching conventions and women's groups how to wrap beautiful presents, like Beverly Blickenstaff.
That's what I did. It's mostly did bows. Put them on boxes sometimes and help people try it.
With Hallmark wrapping paper and bows, of course. In the 1950s, Beverly Blickenstaff's husband was in dental school in Kansas City, and she worked at Hallmark. She traveled to cities like Memphis, Houston, and New Orleans with in-store demonstrations of Hallmark innovations like the Hall Sheen Ribbon.
It's rather a new thing that it just stuck to itself without tying a knot, because it just moistened it and it made your loop and it stuck.
Blickenstaff is now in her 80s and says wrapping is a skill that stays with you.
For years, I was still making them at home. I still like to wrap packages.
Today, about 35,000 retail stores around the country stock Hallmark gift wrap, and most of it is printed at their production plant in Leavenworth, Kansas. Hallmark continues to innovate new products. In the gift wrap planning room at the headquarters, the walls are lined with designs for holidays and birthdays for 2018.
I just love working on paper products. I call myself like a paper connoisseur. And I've always loved pattern and color, and I love the bold impressions that our gift wrap makes.
Mary Emanuel is Hallmark's creative director of gift presentation. Emanuel says these days, it's less labor-intensive to wrap gifts with pre-made bows or gift bags. But wrapping, she says, can still reflect style.
We know people are time-pressed, but they really want their gifts to stand out and look like they spent a lot of time on them.
Her team looks for design inspiration in the fashion industry or home decor, and from Hallmark's past. For the 100th anniversary, they focused on four of the century-old gift wrap prints and reimagined them.
But we were really looking for some of the truly classic patterns that we think still resonate with our consumers today and really reflect the holiday style.
And while over the years, Hallmark has expanded gift wrap to birthdays and other holidays, Christmas is still their busiest season. I'm Laura Spencer.